From Kirama, let's go to Henry Dwyer, who's got a nice chance of a winner tomorrow as well. How are you, Henry?
Good, Mick. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. It's been some interesting times down at your stables over the last couple of days from what we've been seeing and reading on social media.
Yeah. Only when things like that get legs. pretty simple sort of thing. Of course, needs gelding, but... people saw the funny side of it, obviously.
Well, we do have a snippet of your of your message that you sent to owners. Now, if you've got sensitive ears, just turn down the radio a little bit here. But this is a little bit of an example of all different things trainers need to deal with young horses and older horses at the track. Have a listen to this report, and we'll talk more to Henry about it.
My assistant trainer, Simon Morris, rung me after his trial and said that he's seen a first in his 40 years of training. He's never seen a horse trial with an erection. They reckon he was very colty prior to the jump out, and if you look at the footage, the first probably 400 metres of the trial, he couldn't gallop properly because he's got a fifth leg hanging down there in the middle, which, as you can imagine, would be quite uncomfortable trying to stretch out with. That's enough indication for me that he probably needs to be gelded.
I think that's fair enough as well. It's something unusual that you have to deal with there. How are the connections after you sent that message through to them?
Yeah, all good. Most of them are pretty realistic about life and horses. They've all been horses before. But it is a challenge sometimes when you've got, there's big ownership groups in most of these horses and different priorities and things, and I suppose different sensitivities as well. You've got to work out how you break certain things through them. And, I think they all took that reasonably well.
You don't think about it much in day-to-day life, but obviously we've got the breeding scene and young colts are prone to this type of behaviour as well. Does it cause a difficulty in stabling horses when you're actually got colts and fillies and that next to each other quite often?
Oh, definitely. I'm probably lucky in the sense that most of my horses aren't sort of $500,000 and $1 million sort of colts that need keeping intact. If we want to geld them, we generally get the go-ahead from the owners. Day-to-day management-wise, certainly when they're still colts, we've usually got between 6 and 8 colts in the barn, and we just have to keep them in a separate area. And I suppose there's two ways of looking at it. Sometimes if you expose them to the rest of the population, they generally settle down a bit longer term, or you can keep them in their own. Most of the bigger stables have got sort of colt barns, I suppose, where they keep them to themselves and they don't get a chance to get up and about, I suppose. So, there's different ways of doing it.
How many horses have you got at the moment, Henry?
We've got the 40 boxes up at Ballarat on our little property there. So, about that, 40 in work.
And you're enjoying the Ballarat lifestyle?
Yeah, loving it. We've been up there, I suppose, 18 months now. Really good change, enjoying the lifestyle, enjoying the facilities, enjoying the group of trainers up there. It's been good.
And you've got a nice little filly, Asfura, who couldn't have done any more than what she's done on her 2 racetrack appearances. Gee, she was strong at the end last start. I love the way she hit the line.
Yeah, I think she's a really nice filly. We were going to go straight to town after a maiden win, and we thought we'd, give her another kill in an easier race, the 58. But she didn't get her own way. She sat out for the leader, had one eyeballing her 3 wide, and got a really good brain on her. She does settle, and she's got a really good turn of foot, and she gives herself a chance to use it because she is quite casual in the first half of the race. So both times she's had to get out of a little bit of trouble, and she's had a good enough turn of foot to do that. So, tomorrow's another stepping stone, city grade, and then she was to win again, you'd look at something black type, the Kevin Hayes stakes, and 2 weeks later, as long as she's sort of in one piece mentally and physically, but yeah, I'll feel it.
Did you buy her at the sales?
No, she was bred by Nora Lane Farm. They took her to Adelaide, and I reckon she was passed in for 30 or 40,000. It wasn't a lot of money. She's a lovely sort of filly. She's just not 100% correct in front, so... for whatever reason, she didn't attract a bit, but she's very sound and a very good filly.
Another what are you expecting
of
tomorrow?
Of, another example of, buyers always looking for perfection and sort of walking past the obvious.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's certainly paying off the breeders at the moment. Can she get a Saturday or a Wednesday City class win tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. She'd be a really good chance tomorrow again, I'd say, the way she won last time. And she's just run really good time both starts as well. So, assuming she runs up for that, then, yeah, really good chance. And it wouldn't surprise me if she kept improving as the quality of opposition got better too.
I see you're taking a couple over to Murray Bridge as well.
Yeah, you've got to take them where they can win. That's another advantage of Ballarat. We're sort of on the Western Highway there, and it's not too far to get to Adelaide. So from Caulfield, you used to be sitting in traffic for an hour and a half to just get through Melbourne, and then you'd be an eight and a half hour trip to Morphettville. But especially going to Murray Bridge, we're probably 6 hours door-to-door. So, you know, we're going 3 and 4 hours within Victoria. It's only another couple of hours to get to Murray Bridge, and it's a beautiful big track. Every horse generally gets their chance there, so those lesser-level horses generally can go over there and run really well.
All right. So, Asura, we're betting tomorrow?
I'd say so.
All right. Good luck, Henry.
Good on you, Mick. Thanks for that.